Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kristen's in Menor. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I'm ready.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Kristen.
All right. Jen is leaving the room. Producer Steve stays in with me. She keeps track of the score. As soon as Jen is out the door, we will ask the five questions. All right, here we go. Question number one. Oh, man. Disgusting. Not again.
Why is this a thing?
Why is this a thing? And you can't get off the list when you're on the list. Cleveland ranks second on the list of worst cities for bed bugs. Have you ever had bed bugs in your home, yes or no?
No.
I would lie and say, I don't know why I just dinged you. I would lie and say no just to say no.
My sister did, though.
Don't you have to, like, leave the home and set your house on fire? Isn't that what, or there's a, it's like a big,
no,
massive,
like,
thing.
They fumigate.
Yeah, you got to get rid of, like, all your clothes, though.
It's
like,
a big deal.
Clean everything.
You can dry everything. Like, the high heat kills them. So
that's what it is.
You take all your sheets off and throw them in the dryer.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's a lot of work.
That's awful. That has to be so awful. Question number two.
Yeah.
What is Harry Styles doing? So he's turning heads at Glastonbury, which happened over last week and just a few days ago, when he was spotted kissing a mysterious brunette that was identified by The Sun as Ella Kennedy. I'm sure we'll learn more about her in the upcoming days and weeks. Which fruit is mentioned in the title of one of Harry Styles' hit songs?
Banana.
Let's
watermelon.
Which one are we sticking
watermelon
with? All right.
Watermelon.
That's all right. Question number three. The WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. A new team is going to debut here in 2028. The same year Caitlin Clark becomes a free agent. Yeah! Bring her to town!
She's not coming.
Yes, she will. Pay her whatever she wants. Caitlin!
Have you seen the budget for the WNBA? They can't pay
her
much.
No, don't bring down question number three.
I'm being honest.
All right. The former WNBA team that played in Cleveland from 1997 to 2003 was the Cleveland blank.
Rockers.
Question number four. It's official. The Devil Wears Prada 2. It's in production. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, Stanley Tucci. They're all returning for the sequel. That's going to open in theaters May 1st of next year. Now, speaking of The Devil Wears Prada, Miranda Priestly is the editor-in-chief of which fashion magazine?
Vogue.
All right, let's go with that. Question number five. Starbucks is releasing a new drink today. A red, white, and blue firework frappuccino. What is the maximum number of espresso shots that you can order in one drink through the app in the United States? Your guess needs to be within two.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say three, but I'll say four then.
Okay, we'll go with the number four for the answer for question five. We're going to see how you did then, Jen. Answer those same five questions. We can talk more Caitlin Clark in 4 minutes on Star 102. Continue a round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. If you're just joining us, Kristen and Menner, she is this hour's contestant. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Steve is going to let her know how she did.
Kristen got three.
Hey, good job, Kristen.
There you go. Three correct today. Now it's time to ask Jen those same five questions. We begin with question number one. Oh, man. Oh, no, not again. Cleveland ranks second on the list of worst cities for bed bugs.
Ew.
Have you ever had bed bugs in your home, yes or no?
No.
Ugh. talked about that when you're out of the room, you got to set your house on fire, basically.
One, we've taken calls on that before, and that's literally what people say.
What did you say, Kristen? Was it a relative?
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah. Them bed bugs. She had to move. She moved out of state.
No, I would.
Question number two. Harry Styles turned heads at Glastonbury just a few days ago when he was spotted kissing a mysterious brunette identified by the Sun as Ella Kennedy. I'm sure we'll find out more about her. Which fruit is mentioned in the title of one of Harry's hit songs?
Watermelon.
Question number three. The WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. A new team will debut here in 2028, the same year Caitlin Clark becomes a free agent. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Caitlin.
I think Jen's very excited about that.
Am I? No, I just didn't realize.
And Clarkville and Rocket Arena.
Oh, boy.
I think you're getting a little crazy over there.
I think he is, too.
The former WNBA team that played in Cleveland from 1997 to 2003 was the Cleveland Blank.
Rockers?
It was.
We better
Which is not officially
name.
The team
I
name,
know.
Right?
We
like, that is not. What else would it be?
I don't know.
That's a great name.
What if it's the Rockets because of Rocket Arena?
Rockets.
Rockets. Because Rocket Arena.
From Radio City.
Yeah.
No, I get, yeah.
I think you said Rockets. Okay.
I did. Rockets. I was saying Rockets, like instead of Rockers.
Yeah, you got to go Rockets. Sorry, I wonder what
they
else.
They just got to keep the name.
I think so.
It would be.
Rockers is perfect.
Yeah, just what's another good name? DM us if you have another good name. I'd love to hear that. Question number four. It is official. The Devil Wears Prada 2 is in production. You got Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, Stanley Tucci, all returning for the sequel. Going to open in theaters May 1st of next year. Speaking of The Devil Wears Prada, Miranda Priestly is the editor-in-chief of which fashion magazine?
Oh, like the name of the magazine. Is it Vogue in the movie? Shoot, I can't remember. I can remember! It's Vogue, but it's not!
I know.
It's because of the timer!
Runway.
No, I wouldn't have come up with that.
We move to question number five. Starbucks
Jen,
is really.
You got to get this one or we go to a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie. So fun.
Good luck.
I hate the tiebreaker.
I really
Thank
do.
You, Jen. Question Don't. Number five. Starbucks is releasing a new drink today. It's a red, white, and blue firework frappuccino. Why aren't we trying that for
I can't
Tuesday?
Wait to get one of those. They
that
sound delicious.
Lemonade chips instead. What is the maximum number of espresso shots that you can order in one drink through the app in the United States? Now, your guess needs to be within two.
Five. I don't know.
That's not cutting it for some.
People get more than that?
You can order through the app up to 12 shots of espresso.
Doesn't that feel like a lot?
Ooh.
Like too much?
How would you? What else is in the
drink? Your heart will beat out of your chest.
What else is in the drink?
That's got to be an expensive.
That was my next question.
Is what, like a dollar or something, probably? Mm.
We should order that just to see how much it would cost.
You
so get
do
to the
not
end product.
Need that.
All right. Yeah, Stevie. So we're at.
We're tied at three.
You imagine that? Tim actually exploded on the air. Where did he go? What happened?
That would happen.
Okay.
You better not. Our vacuum doesn't work.
All right. You. Let's go back to, for our tiebreaker question, we're going to go back to question number four. We're going to go back to The Devil Wears Prada. Oh. We're going to go back to specifically Meryl Streep. How old is Meryl Streep? Closest to the actual number without going over. Jen's going to write down her answer. As Kristen of Menor is answering the question, the timer is in place. Speaking of, here is that timer.
74.
Oh my gosh. Jen Tui.
I said 73.
She is 76 years
wow.
old.
Wow! Great job, Kristen. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
By the way, both great guesses. You were both right there. She's 76 years old, but this one goes to Kristen and Menor. This is brought to you by Apex Skin, so you get the limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. That is yours. $50 Apex Skin gift card. That is also yours.
Yay!
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Kristen, and I Trump 2E on Star 102.
Ray of Akron. Going to play this round of Trump 2E on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yeah.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll get started.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Ray.
Yeah. What part of Akron are you in?
I live right off of the Glendale-Wood exit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. Great. Yeah. All right, well, you know how the game works. So Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. We're going to ask you five questions. Producer Stevie's in the studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. There's a timer involved. You answer the questions to the best of your ability. That's your job. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to win the game. Then we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time for her to answer those same five questions. We'll bring her into the room, ask her the same five questions, and see if you can win the game. So let's ask you the first of five questions. We're going to begin with Dunkin'. They and Sabrina Carpenter have teamed up to launch a new strawberry daydream refresher after the success of last year's partnership. The new drink is made by blending oat milk and strawberry flavor topped with a layer of cold foam. Our question to you is simple. Is this a drink that you would try, yes or no?
Yeah.
Why not? Give it a try.
Yeah.
Question number two. Netflix is expanding its live streaming ambitions by partnering with NASA to bring NASA Plus programming to the platform that's happening later this summer. NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space blank.
National Astronautics and Space Administration.
Let's go with administration. Question number three, the WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. Three expansion teams were announced here in Cleveland, also Detroit and Philadelphia. We don't care about them. A new team will debut here. I'm kidding.
We do.
I know we do. I'm totally kidding. We'll debut here in 2028.
That's more important, though.
It is. I know. We do. We
and
care about
first,
expansion.
So
that is a big, big deal. Absolutely. Our question to you, who holds the record for the most points in the WNBA? It would either be Candace Parker, Caitlin Clark, or Diana Taurasi.
Diana Taurasi.
All right. Let's go with that. Question number four. It's been known for months, but nothing's official until it's, you know, Instagram official. The Paul Mescal and Gracie Abrams relationship now has reached that level. Gracie posted a short video clip of them, so it's clearly, apparently, official. What accessory became iconic from Paul's character in Normal People? Once again, which accessory became iconic from Paul's character in Normal People? Oh, there's the timer as we move to question number five. And Quinta Brunson is opening up about the longevity of Abbott Elementary. The show has been picked up for a fifth season, but she admits it may not last much longer than that as the show is very time consuming. Now, before Abbott Elementary, which media company did she work for?
Oh, that I do not know that.
That's okay. That's all right. It's a tougher question. We're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray and Akron is playing a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Ray got three.
There you go.
Good job.
Oh, three correct today. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We're going to see what happens. It could be back-to-back losses. We will see what happens. Let's ask her the same five questions.
You never forget that, do you?
No, just let people know.
No, you really don't.
Just in case they miss a 7:35 game or they're just tuning in.
Okay.
That's her job. Question number one, Duncan and singer Sabrina Carpenter have teamed up to launch a new strawberry daydream refresher, you know, after the success of last year's partnership. Now, the new drink is made by blending oat milk and strawberry flavor, topped with a layer of cold foam. Easy question. Is this something you would try? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why not? Question number two. Netflix is expanding its live streaming ambitions by partnering with NASA to bring NASA Plus programming to the platform later this summer. Now, NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space blank.
Oh, I don't know. National Aeronautics and Space Association.
Close. Administration.
Administration.
Question number three. The WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. Big news yesterday. Three expansion teams were announced here in Cleveland, of course. Also Detroit and Philadelphia. A new team will debut here in 2028. Who holds the record for the most points in WNBA history?
I don't know.
It's either Candace Parker, Caitlin Clark, or Diana Taurasi.
It's the first one.
It would be Candace Parker.
Sure.
It is not. No. Diana Taurasi.
No.
But will be Caitlin Clark. Crickets. Question number four. If you know, you know. That outside shot. Come on, man. She's crushing this. Looking great. She looked great, Cleveland. Right then, 2028 coming in.
Games.
Come on down. Free agent, 2028. Who's coming to Cleveland?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
oh, my goodness.
I think she's
going to
stay.
We want Caitlin. We want Caitlin.
She's staying where she's at.
Clarkville, right up there in Rocket Arena. We got this brand. Question number four. It's been known for months, but nothing is official until it's, you know, Instagram.
Ew, why are you talking like that?
Like what?
Like that voice.
Like what? Until it's Instagram official in the Paul Mescal Gracie Abrams relationship has now reached a new level because Gracie posted a short film, a video clip of them. What accessory became iconic from Paul's character in Normal People?
I don't know. A hat? A sword?
It is a sword. People are carrying swords now because of his character. They get him from Abercrombie.
Oh, a look at that. Jort?
It is. He wore jorts.
I don't know.
A jort sword. He puts a sword in. It is a silver kind of chain or necklace.
Oh, yeah, that. No, no.
Question number five. Quinta Brunson is opening up about the longevity of Abbott Elementary. The show has been picked up for a fifth season, but she admits it may not last much longer as the show is very time-consuming. Before Abbott Elementary, which media company did she work for?
Oh, that was ABC. It was NBC. It was E! News. Was, I don't know. What was it?
BuzzFeed.
It was BuzzFeed.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Ray, 3, Jen, 1.
Ah! You did it, Ray. You trumped me. Like, really, really a lot. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. That is yours. You'll be wearing that all over Akron. $50 Apex Skin gift card. That is also yours because Apex Skin brings you Trump Tui, which we really, really appreciate. And you're throwing it. So we played the game twice this month. Two people
are already entered for the July grand prize draw. Congratulations, guys. You know what it is? I just love Apex Skin so much. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to win it. That's what it is.
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Hi, my name is Ray from Akron, and I just trumped Tui.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.